I look at quarterly goals since this is the view of the business executive, the 90-day rule. Also, I saw a TikToker by the name of at I Am Breeham. I will link it in the description. Bree shares a story on how millionaires plan and strategize based on quarters, how they are already talking about quarter two. Planning our quarters in advance helps to look at our goals a little smaller than the huge monster it can feel like over 12 months. Hello, welcome to Strong Women Stick Together, and I am your host, Victoria Nicole. This is where we commit to our healing journey. 2024 is here. I hope we all had a great holiday and New Year's celebrations. I myself needed a sober January 1st. Let's say I had one too many drinks on December 31st. By that, I mean one full drink more than normal, which looks like a fourth of four different drinks. Let me paint you a picture. My family, boyfriend, and I decided to spend New Year's on a hotel rooftop in the Grove called Mayfair. The rooftop was gorgeous. It had a pool and a bar where the bartenders would make you any drink under the sun from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. The temperature was chilly, about 50 degrees or so, which, if you live in Miami, is the dream during the holidays. The music had a party vibe starting about 11:30 p.m. Halfway through the night, my brother came back from the bar with an espresso martini. Girl, have you had an espresso martini? They are delicious. I had already started the night on the rooftop with wine, and we had wine during dinner earlier on. So when my brother came to the table, I only wanted a sip. 10 minutes later, he came back with a whole espresso martini just for me. I drank about a fourth of that. When it hit 12 a.m., we got champagne. I drank about a fourth of that. Around 1 a.m., my brother comes back with another espresso martini for me. I still had three-fourths of the other one, but he insisted a new one would taste better. If you couldn't already tell, we paid a cover and it included the open bar, so we took advantage. January 1, goal 1 was to drink water and soak up the alcohol from the new year. Goals for 2024. As we all know, the Gregorian calendar new year is on January 1st. The Chinese New Year is February 10th, 2024, this year, the year of the dragon. The most important one of them all, though, is the astrology new year, which is March 19th of 2024, aka the March equinox, aka the spring equinox, aka the beginning of Aries season, which represents house number one. Why am I starting my goals in January if the important new year is in March, you ask? I wanted my astrology new year to take off with a bang. Also, I will go through later on in the episode. Business executives tend to focus on their goals in terms of quarters, since we are the business executives of our lives. You like that one? We make the hard and responsible choices. At the end of the day, we need to take accountability of our lives. To backtrack a little bit, why is March the astrology new year? March and spring represent something new. Flowers tend to bloom and grow in March, while flowers and trees tend to rest and die in the winter. For my goals of 2024, I'm looking at it by the yearly, quarterly, and monthly method. I look at yearly goals now so that I already get through goal planning for all four quarters. Over time, I can adjust based on where I'm at and how far I've gone. I look at quarterly goals since this is the view of the business executive, the 90-day rule. Also, I saw a TikToker by the name of @IamBreeham. I will link it in the description. Bree shares a story on how millionaires plan and strategize based on quarters, how they are already talking about quarter two. Planning our quarters in advance helps to look at our goals a little smaller than the huge monster it can feel like over 12 months. This takes me to the monthly goals. I am a salesperson. Competition is in my DNA. So I broke down my goals to monthly methods. For my commission and group revenue goals, which determine if I get a bonus, I even did it by weekly and daily goals. For example, say my goal is to make an income of $75,000 this year. I will first add the category. For me, this is finance. Next, I write the goal. For me, it's income of $75,000 in 2024. I also like to leave a few spaces because for my job as a salesperson, I make a base salary plus commission. The base salary is fixed, but the commission is determined by how much group sales revenue I bring in. I want to leave space for the commission amount and the group sales revenue amount. After I write my reason or why for the goal, why do I have this goal? Why is it important to me? I'm planning on buying a house this year, and the extra revenue will help me in purchasing my first home. As the Miami housing market has gone up a lot over the years, it's hard to buy a home for a family, even with an income of $75,000. Once I have my why, it's now for the fun part, breaking down the numbers based on quarterly and monthly goals. The Miami Heat regular season runs from October to April and is how we determine our goal structure within the company. Since I'm on a quarterly basis, I want to hit my goals in March. So January, February, March is quarter one. April, May, and June is quarter two, and so on. Based on how much I already have done from October to December, I looked at how much I still have left to go. If I want to hit my group sales revenue goal, I need to sell 288,000 from January to March. That means I need to sell 96,000 per month, 25,000 per week, and about 6,500 per day. As I go through the process, I add more to the daily and weekly goals than I have in the monthly to help me push through the monthly easier. To get the commission amount, I multiply the decimal version of the percentage I receive every sale. For 96,000 group sales revenue, the commission would be at 6.7K. The commission amount is paid out a month later. So for January sales, I will get the commission paid out in February. So I plan all these out for the entire year. But then this helps me to organize how much I will use in every quarter. So I would have my quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, and quarter four in boxes. I'll actually share on Instagram and TikTok. I'll post a visual version of my example, so keep a lookout for those. If you like this podcast, be sure to leave a review, subscribe, follow, and share it with your friends. Don't forget to answer the question on Spotify, and stay tuned to next week's episode. Bye for now.